traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But like he told me in the cop car, he's like, if you were wearing that same outfit, he's like, you could have got open fired on. Like it was a call. Oh, like, absolutely. There's a murderer walking around this like the target area.
I had a problem this morning. You know how we talked about this before? When a girl is here, I had a girl over and I can't like poop around her, right? So I ran to Mike's bathroom in a panic because you know how I go to your bathroom, you yell at me.
All the time.
And I was pooping.
Mike was pooping. Oh. So I sat in his bathroom, waited like a good boy, and it was a disaster. I was afraid of going to Spencer's. So welcome back to Impulsive. God
damn it. I had to hurry up my poop,
bro. The number one podcast.
Not good.
In the world. If you guys are not subscribed, make sure to subscribe. iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We do an audio extended version only with the guest after the visual's done. So hit that subscribe button. I'm here with my roommates, Mike Malak.
What's up?
And Spencer Taylor.
No. Evan.
Oh, shit. That's right. Evan's filling in today.
Yeah.
Evan's filling in today. Well, welcome to the set. This is your second podcast, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Evan Eckenrode, a.k.a. Dwarf Mamba. Yeah, dude, now that I'm vegan, this is becoming a problem. Like, I can't, like, poop in front of girls. I just can't do it. My PPD ratio is so high now that I'm vegan.
What's that?
Poops per day?
It's super high.
Of course. How many times?
It's been horrible for me. Vegan. It literally leaks out, dude. It's disgusting. There's no protein. There's nothing. It's just lettuce and just leaves.
Well, that's why I'm not vegan.
Yeah.
That reason alone is. There's a lot of shit happening in the news. There's a lot of tea. There's a lot of drama. A lot of stuff going down. We're going to get into it. But first, we got a special guest today. We actually got two, which is one less than three.
One more than one.
Yeah. Anyways, I want to introduce the legendary Canadian duo, Jiu-Jitsu Black Belts. The only real pranksters left on YouTube with over 100 million subscribers. It's the motherfucking Nelk Boys.
What's up, boys?
Hey. I love it.
I dig it. Ooh, audio.
Yo, that's the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, just wanted to give you guys some pride there to walk into.
And I love it. Evan's got the Roots Canada shirt on.
Yeah, I know. Represent.
Yo, the way you guys talk is like, this is great.
Yeah. We're Canadian boys.
I know. I don't know if it was because sometimes you see the videos, you're like, that's not hot. That's like they're putting on a show, right? They're like,
we hype it up.
I know, but still you come walk in the house, you're like, yo, boys.
Oh yeah.
Slamming hogs.
Everyone always like, we say chirps. You guys say chirps?
What's that?
Like it's making fun of someone. Like it's like a hockey thing, I say.
Oh yeah, said
everyone,
it earlier.
Everyone always chirps us for saying boys. Like we're like boys, boys, boys.
They chirp you for saying boys.
Yeah.
Chirps, like making fun of.
We need like a Canadian translator here or something today.
No, I want to do a bit where we go over Canadian slang. But yo, so in my research for this podcast, because y'all are like popping off and I feel like you have a super niche audience. People fucking love you guys. I Urban Dictionary'd your name. Did you know this? Here, let me enlarge this a little bit. Nelk. This was on Urban Dictionary. One of the very few legitimate prank channels left on YouTube. If you're watching any other prank channel besides Nelk, you can get the fuck off YouTube.
Completely agree with that. Completely agree with that.
I've never seen that, bro.
Is all your shit real?
Yeah, bro. All our shit's real.
All of it?
Yeah.
Sometimes a little too real.
Yeah, straight up.
I understand there was a thing lately with you, Jesse.
Oh, the bullshit?
I mean, didn't you get arrested? I mean,
is that what you're calling it these days?
The bullshit.
You got arrested.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Okay, so I basically, it's harmless. I got covered in fake blood, wearing a jumpsuit and a shovel.
Wait a second.
Do you have the video?
I think I have this pulled up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was what it was for. What do you mean this is harmless? What the fuck would you fucking look like, bro?
That's harmless.
Dog, what are you doing?
Bro, but it's literally like we do some dumb shit, but it's always like the most simple last minute shit that we actually
We've done way worse shit and nothing happens.
I feel like that's how it works.
Two first degree misdemeanors for fucking putting blood on my shirt.
Okay, so what happened with this prank?
So we were filming an even worse prank that like is Transgenders for Trump prank.
So that's, I saw that one.
Yeah. So we're filming that. And then Jesse just had an idea to do like a filler shot.
It wasn't even like for it. Like, we were just like, oh, might as well shoot this.
This wasn't even the, like, the plot of the video.
No. Like, we were going to put it on Instagram or something. Okay. Just like.
But you, how you have fake blood lying around.
So Jesse had the idea. We got him in a painter's uniform, like a onesie. And then we got fake blood, dumped it all over him, and he had a shovel. And he wanted to go into like a Barnes & Noble, a bookstore, and say, where's the book on dismantling bodies for dummies? Yeah. But yo, listen.
No red flags yet.
None.
All good. All right.
But like, it wasn't even working at all. Like, that's why we stopped it. Like, we're like, dude, this is not really working. Like, we're just like, whatever. Well, like, we'll see what we do with it. And then we're just chilling outside. There's some fans out there. Cause I think we posted on Snapchat. So like they found us and then we're just chilling, like taking pictures and stuff. And then like three different like
security,
what's it called? Sections of cops. Like,
yeah, it wasn't just like one county. Like all the counties came, a helicopter, SWAT came eventually.
They were pissed. It was fucked.
Did they know what you were saying, or was it just because you looked like
this? Both places called the cops on me. Cause we did Target. We did a pet store. And they don't know about the pet store. Probably shouldn't have said that, but no. So that's why it was two first degree misdemeanors.
It's done now, though.
Two first degree and where was this?
It was Ohio. In Ohio.
I'm from Ohio. Let's go.
Columbus cops are. Yeah.
Why were you in Ohio?
Why are we heading?
I think we were meeting with the people that do our website.
Yeah, that's what
Prestige
it was.
Pro. I swear they.
Do you know them, Logan?
Nah. Did you were in Columbus?
Columbus. Columbus. We're just chilling because we drive everywhere. We do road trips. So it's just like, it makes our content more interesting. So we were just passing through Columbus. We just doing that prank and we got fucked.
No, they don't fuck around in Ohio though.
Oh, like, no, they do not fuck around. I mean, you know why? And it's not just Ohio. I'm sure you know this like effect, Evan. Small towns, people are bored. They have nothing to do. Yeah, this is their action.
Oh, they were
bro.
Like, fuck yeah.
This is a
get
feast.
The shotguns.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I kind of like didn't think of too? In Canada, this would be so unbelievable because it's so like safe. But I feel like this shit actually goes on in the States. Like maybe like.
Like someone would come
like
in.
Like you'd
be
read that on the news,
it.
Like
yeah.
some
yeah.
idiot in Florida.
Yeah. There's like a headline in Florida yeah. for sure. Yeah. 100%.
So that's what we didn't think
about. Bath salts. And,
especially in Ohio. That's where that one dude like trapped the girls in his basement for like years. Years. Is that correct? Ariel Castro.
Nina with the facts.
Yeah, bro.
Fact check.
Our cameraman.
Like that's why. And it probably happened like somewhere around there, some like suburb outside of Columbus. It wasn't.
It was near the college.
Right, Ohio State.
Yeah. You guys got balls, dude.
Yeah. Yo, the crazy thing is when they put me in the back of the cop car, because I just took off the painter shit, like literally right before I got arrested. I don't even know why. I just did. But like he told me in the cop car, he's like, if you were wearing that same outfit, he's like, you could have got open fired on. Like it was a call.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
There's a murderer walking around this like the Target area. Like that's
that
why they
the
rolled
call,
so
yeah.
deep.
Can you imagine that story? One of the Nelk boys.
Oh my
gets
God. It gets shocked.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Cops are shooting nowadays.
Yeah,
you said
story.
That Canadian kind of. Can you say that again?
Cops
the same
are
way
rubbing off on you guys.
Cops are shooting nowadays.
Boys. It was like the fake accent.
Cops are shooting nowadays. Yeah.
Nah, like when they make fun of Canadians.
Yeah. And because I saw your post where you said like you almost got shot. That was real. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they were saying to us when they pulled up on us. They were trying to scare the shit out of us. They're like, you're never leaving the country. Like you're a flight
risk.
Weren't
they making fun of you and shit?
Were they? What were they saying?
I thought he was like,
they said something to you, Jesse, didn't
so
they?
So funny.
Yeah, like they weren't having it. He was saying it was going to be a felony. And since I'm a flight risk that I wasn't getting out until
are you
trial.
Are you a flight risk, would you say?
Maybe.
Nah, bro. The scariest thing for us is getting banned risk? From the States. Like, I'd legit cry if we got.
Well, like, you no, he's saying like, about it. They like, couldn't sure. bail me out. Like, they wouldn't give me bail because I would just go back to Canada and not come back.
Yeah.
And my voice just cracked. That's going to happen like so much.
I can see.
Are you going through puberty?
Still, yeah. Look at me.
Well, how old are you?
5'5". I'm 25.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you?
I'm 24.
And you guys aren't brothers?
Nah. We're son brothers.
Someone fucking told me you guys were bros.
I think it was Evan.
Evan.
I could see you being a flight risk.
I knew they weren't brothers.
I thought you knew me like that, man.
Yo, don't throw me under the bus here because I'm new here, all right?
He's wearing his fucking Roots shirt.
I could see you being a flight risk on a bar tab.
On what?
On a bar tab.
Yeah, 100%.
Like
definitely
order 400 Ronas and just run out the back door of the bar.
We should do that tonight.
When you say flight risk, like blacklisted for airlines?
No. Just like you're not allowed to leave this country if... Because I would have had still had a trial.
They don't think you're
I had a trial in Ohio.
If they let you out on bail, they don't think you're going to show up
for your
court
proceedings.
Because technically, I could just leave, go back to Canada, and never come back to America.
Oh.
But like clearly,
but you get extradited though, right? Like, we have an extradition relationship come with Canada. Yeah, they'd come to Canada and grab
The Prime Minister would probably just leave us here, probably.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, but I would just go north, like...
To the get Northwest up to the Territories, is that what it's called?
Yukon?
Saskatchewan. Oh, yeah.
You really killed this mugshot, though, I will say, man.
You should make a shirt. Like a nail. You should make a shirt out of that.
You killed that mugshot.
We should have done that, huh?
That would have made us some money.
No, fuck you.
Jesse looks like a beauty in that.
Fuck you. You did make a shirt. Didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's the video.
Yeah.
This was you getting out of jail.
I had no shoes on.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Yeah, and everyone, like, that's the thing. Everyone thought this shit was fake, like, when we were doing it, because they're like, oh, you guys made t-shirts and shit. So it's like, and it's so annoying whenever we get into legal shit, we can never say stuff online.
I know.
Because, like, our lawyers tell us not to say stuff. Yeah. So I'm just like, it's fake. It's
but
fake.
But now it's like,
you know what? You know, we filmed in the courtroom. Our lawyer got it. Whatever. It's in our last video.
How did you do that?
Dude, our lawyer, shout out Brad Koffel.
He's a beauty.
He's actually a nail,
man.
He's a beauty.
He's a beauty. Wait, can you show?
He did everything.
Can you show Jesse's face one more time when he first came out? Like, just back it up a little bit.
Yeah, man. Nah.
The look in your face, bro, was just like sheer.
Just because, let's see.
Like, tear. Like, you were like, yo, I'm so happy to be out of there.
Oh, bro. Go! Apparently,
like, look at his. He's just like, damn, bro.
What'd they say, Jesse? The place Jesse went was fucking
the second worst jail in.
Was it like North America or more?
I don't know.
Did you drop the fucking soap when you were in jail?
I did not shower. Dude, there was like shit on the fucking walls and shit.
What do you expect?
Dude. It was way been in jail in Canada and like this is way sketchier here.
Dude, I think the United Nations fucked with me,
but like it was like
Nations have to like do an investigation at that jail? Because there was like torture or something going on.
Did anyone recognize you in there and be like, no, boys?
Dude, I think that's what kept me safe.
Damn, you had street cred. You have real street cred.
I was like, oh, I'm gonna shout out your fucking rap album. You should get out of here, trying to get, like, be like bros with them.
yo, Jesse comes out with like tattoos on his face, fully in a gang in Columbus, Ohio.
Russian tattoos, jail tattoos.
Yeah, man, I don't know what happened. Like the tattoos with sticks and shit.
Oh god.
Oh, why'd you go to jail in Canada?
That one we still can't talk about.
Yeah, that's
probably tell you guys because it's so weird because of the charge. Like if we were to talk about it, it would make what happened even worse, kind of thing. So. I've always wanted to, but we can't.
Yeah.
So what's it's no problem. So what's the consequences of this? Like, what do you have to do? I'm like community service or something.
No, dude, they were pushing for jail time, but my lawyer just killed it. He got me down to
Bro, you didn't get anything?
Misdemeanor. So I just have, but I'm gonna get it expunged in a year, and then
But what do you don't
disorderly
do,
conduct?
Dude, I got $25 fine, and it got waived for jail time.
That's it.
That's it.
Fuck. Nice. So you didn't have to pay the $25?
Nope.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because God forbid you
I know.
I'm over that kind of cash.
And my lawyer's like trying to like push for that. I'm like, dude, I'll fucking pay.
Like, you're like, please stop.
Jesus Christ.
You're like, all right, listen. One case of that, Rona's like, you're going to fucking jail. Yeah.
How long were you in there?
Overnight. Like,
oh, that's
15
it?
Hours.
I think
they
said like 15, 18 hours or something.
Man. Yeah, it's like the Shawshank Redemption.
But I had to go through like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about escaping?
Not escaping, but it was weird. Man. They put you in like a room where there's no windows. You're with like 15 other dudes. And
we call that Gen Pop where I'm from.
But there's no security guards. Like they can do whatever the fuck they want you to.
You got moved to the general population.
Oh no, that was after. They bring you upstairs with like the bunks and shit.
Yeah.
And like you play cards with like some dude named fucking Monkey. Like,
some dude named Mikey.
Dude, it was Monkey.
Oh, Monkey.
Monkey, that was a nickname of
him. Damn.
Well, you know why they called him that, right?
I don't know.
I can't even come up with something fancy. This was
one of the articles.
Oh, I was trying to get this thing taken down.
Shelburne prankster turned YouTube star charged after latest run-in with police in the U.S. Because were you... I'm reading the subtext here. Nelk boys warned by LAPD after coke prank on cops. The video generated more than 23 million views.
That was you guys?
Yeah, bro.
Y'all did that.
I never knew that.
Shut up. With
shut
the
up.
Trunk loaded with coke?
You didn't know that was us?
That's
shut
us, bro.
Up.
That was our first banger.
That was our first
that
banger.
That was a banger, bro. They got pulled. You got pulled over.
Yeah.
And what happened again? You started talking about look in the trunk.
Just looking sketchy. Yeah. Like, you know?
We were asking people if they wanted coke. So like people would walk by. And we're like, you want Coke? And then we showed them the Coke can. But then we had the car rigged up and everything because we were going to get people to open it. And then the cops pulled up. So we just fucking went with it.
They had GoPros all over the car and shit. Yeah. It's dope.
It was y'all crazy, got lucky bro. Too, I feel like, because the cops were cool.
They were super cool.
You get those hard-ass cops who like aren't into it, but it was the chick, right? The girl.
Yeah.
She was cool.
Probably because it was Venice. So it's like they're used to that shit.
Yeah. For sure.
Ohio, they're like, well,
I'm pretty sure in Venice, like, Coke's legal there. Like cocaine. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They
just pretty much. Yeah.
Like by now?
Yeah.
Absolutely false.
Well, everyone's going to start doing coke. I've got the guide, the police guide right here.
That's a book on pigs.
That's a pig book.
Okay.
Y'all saw the pig running around.
It did. It bit me. That was cool.
What?
Yeah. Like it, a little nibble. It was cute.
It's not aggressive?
No. Like it just.
Ah, you all right?
Yeah.
She's a bitch. Yeah, she sucks. That's why we got the book, though. You're learning.
Is it one of those things where you bought it because it was cute and little, and then it like now you like just
now
have
it just
a big
squeals
pig?
And shit?
Yes. Between the answers of yes and no, the answer to that is absolutely yes. We bought a small little pig.
She said it was a mini pig.
Yep.
Apparently those don't fucking exist, bro.
No.
Apparently, I read an article about that.
They fucking grow.
All grow into big pigs.
It's a pig. Yeah.
And now she's eating my Canadian guests.
Grew into a macro pig.
Yo, I saw you guys were giving away a Lambo, not to change the subject, but I'm going to do just motherfucking that. Y'all got an orange Lambo you're giving away, yeah?
Yes.
What's the Lambo? Is that yours? How do you get this Lambo?
We teamed up with this company called Moose, and they just approached us. They're like, yo, we got a full send Lambo. We want to team up with you guys
it away. What do you mean a full send your brand?
Full send, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's dope. Wait, okay, so what's the company that... Like, how do you
it's
just called, get a Lambo? I'm confused.
They just hit us up. Moose is
like
this company called
Moose.
It's
like a charity company. They bought the Lambo, and then we push it through our fans, and then they buy entries. And then...
So it's like $1 entries. Wins. You can buy as many as you want.
We're going to cut this part out, but is there any way that we could rig it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We've already rigged it, yeah.
I've already talked to Evan, so...
Oh, Evan.
Yeah.
It's
going to Evan.
I want this Lambo. Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. He's got his pedal extensions.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
Don't have to get rowdy. Okay.
I was supposed to get an orange Lambo. So when I see this, bro, this hits me very deep in the heart.
It gets you.
Yeah. It seems like all three of you guys want this Lambo. Right?
Should we enter? Yeah. Should we fucking enter?
Let's do it.
It's only $1?
$1.
How many times can we enter?
As many as you want. You guys should buy like 10,000 tickets. You'll win it. You'll just win it.
How much money are you guys making right now?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Decent.
Pretty good.
I mean, we don't get paid off YouTube really, like, at all. Like, if we were getting CPM, like, when we meet other YouTubers and they tell us how much they make... Like, if we were making that, we'd be fucking on. But we never got that opportunity to, like, make YouTube money. So we make all our money off merch.
Because your content's edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine, bro. Like, you get 1 million views on a video. How much, what's the return on that?
Depends. Like, we're lucky if we get a 1 CPM.
$1.
Like, $1 or, like, 1,000 per million.
That's if it doesn't get completely demonetized.
So, like, $100 per million views?
No, 1,000. We're lucky if we get that.
Wait. That's pretty average.
But most of them get demonetized.
Yeah.
So, like...
No, but we went through a spot where it was 25 cents CPM and like nickels and shit.
Brands were getting that payday on you guys.
And we were getting views at like when we were uploading 3 times a week, like we were getting like 120 million views a month. So like it would have been decent money for us, but we didn't see any of that, bro. I'm telling you.
$13 check in the mail.
Yeah, but all you guys, what do you need money for? All you want to do is sip Ronas, you know.
Is that true?
Slam hogs.
Is that all you want to do?
Nah.
What's the goal?
I mean, yeah, we always want to we're constantly reinvesting in our own brand and stuff. Like me and Jesse's dream is to have like a dope budget so we can shoot like the best shit ever. You know what I mean? Like we're honestly always reinvesting in our content. Like, so I think that's one of our big goals too, is to just do the crazy shit.
People don't
shit.
Know it, but we're very like, we got a business sense behind.
I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
I guess everyone does in this shit, but.
Not everyone, bro. Not everyone.
Some people are just characters.
I feel like you could tell you guys just watch your content and there's definitely a layer there that goes deeper than just being...
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
Fuckheads on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
Nah, bro, but your shit's hilarious. I watched this one the other day. This is fucking comedy. Yeah. This one is hilarious.
Oh, it's the backwards?
Shout out our boy Steve.
So what happens? You go to a college, you just start smoking a blunt in class?
Yeah, bro. Pretty much. Lecture ones are just like, you just get in there.
Going to a lecture hall.
Yeah, we got 905 that films. We just choose a spot. You kind of like settle in, like blend in for a bit, and then you just go for it. So we've done that one. We've done like drinking, dropping out. Lecture pranks are always funny.
This is great.
Look, but they're boring.
So, any questions?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I smoked a huge blunt for her class. Like, I'm kind of tripping out right now with the cosines and the squares and stuff. Are these notes gonna be online? Because I can't. I'm like tripping right now. Like, I don't know what happened. My boy hooked me up with OG Bobby Johnson. I just can't do it. Because there's like, I can't be dealing with coses and squares. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just ripped a huge honey backwards, so I'll be out. But I'll show up for the midterm, though. I'm going to kill that shit.
Yo, that's hilarious to me. What's a honey backwood? I don't know this shit.
Like, that's the best flavor of backwoods.
Yeah. What the fuck is a backwood, bro? I don't smoke at all. I don't do
backwoods.
Any.
Like,
it's a blunt wrap.
Like a blunt wrap, yeah.
I'm a fucking
The best thing these guys do is, especially Kyle, is their nomenclature. Their vocabulary. Like, can you play the one of them with the dad at the hockey rink of the camp?
Oh, that's the super Canadian.
That one is so funny, dude.
You do say hilarious. Hilarious.
And you say it so quickly, efficiently, and like impactfully that it's effective as fuck, dude.
Dude, Kyle is insane with the punchlines. Like,
where do you guys learn? Is this just Canadian slang? Like,
yeah,
what is
bro.
Go down? Yeah, right there.
Pretty
yeah.
much. I think a lot of people like talk like that in like. Yeah, I'd say in Canada.
So give some context for this.
It's like beauty talk.
But it's exaggerated.
Hockey boys.
What's happening here? That dad is there.
Yeah, so this one's like a fake hockey scout prank. So he's just watching his son's game. So I was just going up to him, just being like,
pretending to be a scout for his kid.
For a scout is like, yo, how many points are your kids getting? But I was like talking about off ice shit, like banging broads, like packing shoes. Like, we want beauties
only. What number's your son? Number 10, centerman. He doesn't have a lot of hang on his cup. What's with that? You should probably loosen the chin straps a bit, get a bit of hang on there.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple girls this age in the audience too, right? I don't know if you've heard of Patrick Kane's study, but we found a huge correlation between like getting kills and like on ice performance. So that's like something we really focus on.
What's getting kills?
Kills is like when you bang a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. How many kills you got?
Like that's the hashtags. Hogs, hashtag dingles, hashtag.
I want to.
It's the best part.
Mike really wants me to play this video. I just wanted to play this video. I would have brought it up beforehand. Like,
yeah, of course. That's why there's more than one person on
this podcast. But I have a list of Canadian slang here. I want to go through it with you guys because Canadian slang is dope.
Yeah, it is.
And I would like to learn some. Ready?
Let's go.
Oh,
what is this?
That's Jesse.
Slamming hogs.
Slamming hogs. Just pack and choose.
Pack it like
pack a digger.
Put and dip?
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Let's pack some hogs.
can we get the basic sentence?
I was like, yo, me and Mike were at the party the other day. We were like slamming hogs and then like we played Pong.
That's actually true too.
Yeah.
That happened?
Yeah. What night we go out? We went to the Clout House.
We went out a couple nights.
We hung out with everybody. Rice was there with his new girlfriend. Yeah. Who else was there?
It was pretty lit, actually. I didn't expect it to be that lit, but it got pretty dope.
We were at the FaZe House, actually.
FaZe House.
Y'all have any favorite people you collab with or see when you come to LA?
We just did another video with Vitaly yesterday.
Wild man.
He's always just like, he gets me fired up. Like,
it's always
we've been doing this shit for a long time, so you like, you know what I mean?
When you work with another prankster too, like you kind of push each other too.
Yeah.
Like you could tell he was like, we were pushing him and he was pushing us. You kind of like outdo each other and shit. So that's fun.
When you're like in these dudes' face, like talking about slamming hogs and shit, how do you not break character, bro?
I don't know.
Like, how do you not?
I laugh
like-
at other people sometimes, but like myself, I don't know. I don't laugh at myself. But if Jesse says something funny sometimes, if we do the shot together, like I'll laugh at what he says.
Yeah.
But
like, we can't do shots together, really. Like, I mean,
sure,
we can,
bro.
But like, we don't do too many.
Because
like,
say the most ridiculous shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the zone. You're in the zone. Like, that, like I had never acted before, and we did a movie recently, mm-hmm. a full length thing. And I realized, like, when you get in that zone, bro, nobody's breaking you.
No.
Like, you're not being broken by it. And that means I think you could probably act then.
And you're thinking about the clip. You know what I mean? You're like, you're envisioning how you're going to edit it. Like, you make him say
how funny
what you want
be.
To say for your next line. Like, it's like you're like manipulating them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Y'all edit?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We feel like we're editing on the go almost when we're like filming the prank. Like, not gonna lie, sometimes like we'll stutter like a line so hard, like I'll buckle and then I'll literally just say it again.
Who cares what the guy's gonna think? He's not gonna even question it.
It's like editing on the while you're filming.
We
do that
all the time. Yeah. Especially with pranks. You say something the wrong way, it comes out the wrong way, just literally repeat yourself.
Yeah.
And in real life, the person's like,
what?
Yeah, they're kind of like, are you a fucking robot?
Sometimes you get a better reaction the second time because they're like, why did you just repeat yourself?
If he just doesn't react, just say it again to him louder.
Yeah, that's funny.
Pack and choose.
That's slamming hogs.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Same shit.
It's like a synonym.
Like pack and choose with the boys.
Pack and choose with the boys.
What's the origin there? Of
like,
that
of like how it got like where
yeah
did
like yeah like is it Latin?
I don't know. Honestly,
yeah, fair
it's
enough.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Beauties. What is beauties? Like if you're like you called your lawyer a beauty.
Yeah, he's just a like
a cool guy. He
is a dude.
There's a chance he probably get like beauties. It's associated with getting kills. So like, if you get kills, you're most likely a beauty.
We got in the Uber the other
like
night.
That guy fucks. Yep.
We
like,
got in the Uber the other night. Like, it was an Uber XL. It fits about 7 people. We had I think 13 people, right? And like 8 things of beer, like loads of Coronas and bottles and shit. You said to the lady, "Hey, lady, can we bring the 13 of us and these beers into your 8 person Uber?" And she said, "Yeah, totally. Come
see,
on."
Yeah, that's a beauty.
He said.
Like,
he said to me. I sat next to her. He goes, "Mike, careful with her, future beauty alert."
Oh, okay.
No, wifey alert.
Wifey alert.
She was wifey.
I know, she was hot too.
No, she was married, remember?
Yeah, okay.
She's still wifey though.
Yeah.
She's wifey to somebody, you know?
Yeah, someone.
Just not me.
Mike was wheeling her though in the front seat.
Wheeling.
I'm sure,
wheeling.
Bro.
He's a wheeling.
That's the next one, I guess.
Yeah, no, I like wheeling. Wheeling deal. Yeah. So getting kills is
having sex.
It's fucking.
Yeah.
It's fucking, yeah.
Are they interchangeable? Can you say like getting hogs, slamming kills?
No.
You can't really get a hog. Like right?
I've never been to Canada, so I don't know exactly. I don't even think I'm allowed in Canada.
No,
I don't think so.
This is a personal question. Y'all get kills?
Yeah, we get kills.
Of course, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm virgin, but
I don't believe you.
Kind of locked up at the moment, but like, you know, everyone has their time.
What?
Oh, you both locked up?
Locked up. You know, is that you guys say that
too?
You
guys are cuffed?
I'm cuffed.
You're not fucking cuffed, are you? You guys are both cuffed.
Yeah, I'm cuffed.
You both I'm got
cuffed,
girlfriends.
Are you
Is
cuffed,
that why
Mike?
You guys were having all those conversations with dudes the other night at the party?
Straight up.
Yeah, we're only allowed to hit on dudes.
Holy shit. I never took you guys for relationship types.
Yeah, it's been on and off. Like all summer, I was kind of fucking doing my thing, but
How's the fame been like, treating her? Is she cool with the fact that you're surrounded by beauties all the time? Or?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Like, you know what I mean? We went on like a tour thing too. This one we were like single too, but it's, you know what I mean? It's a different lifestyle. You go back and forth, but I don't know. I feel like it gets old. You know what I mean? Kind of just like going hard all the fucking time. Like fucking,
bro,
you know
what I'm saying?
It does get old. Yeah. And that's why
it's dangerous.
I'm
too,
so curious how Mike is still going.
I was just about to say,
I was going to ask this you guys is that.
It's not him as much. He loves being locked up, locked down, whatever you just call it. I'm envious. I'm just not. I think a part of it with me is that I don't have that like emotional, I'm not in touch with my emotions enough to create that bond. Like I'm envious, bro. Like congratulations. My longest relationship over the past 5 or 6 years has been 2 weeks. That's a world record for me. I mean, that's Guinness Book.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a real beauty. And I
was it your
it
left or right
years.
Hand?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Left hand. I can't even get a good rhythm going.
No. Don't you guys feel like the fucking connection. Like? What about here? I was gonna ask you guys.
Impossible.
We come here like once in a while, but we're gonna be here for a while now. But like, isn't it fucked with the girls here, bro?
Fucked,
like, how do you guys
how
do
would
that?
You
like,
an LA girl.
Not
no
even
love.
Date, but like going around just like smashing all the time, like. The girls are fucked now.
Well, that's
they?
What.
Like
but,
exposing,
that's, but that's LA.
Like
there's no love.
Lying.
There's no love in this city.
Yeah.
There's no love in this city.
There is
very small.
There's
amount.
A very very small amount. You got. It's like it takes a miracle. I'm not gonna lie. Like something's gotta happen. The stars gotta align. Like full moon. Like yesterday was a blood moon. Yeah, like that type
I
of
saw
shit.
That shit.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you fall in love yesterday?
That's what happens. It's got to be under circumstance like that that you like find a girl that's not a thought. No offense to all the thoughts. I love you. I do. Evan, by the way, I was thinking, because you love relationships, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love to love.
You love to love.
He's a lover.
You don't have a follow through, bro. I was bleeding out of my mouth today because of my tonsil thing. And
is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. Bleeding out of my mouth profusely. Like profusely, twice. Uh-huh. And I don't know why this thought crossed my mind. I go, you have no follow through, bro. Like you have like girls that you've talked to. But I need you to follow through, Evan.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you don't just hang out with him once. Like,
he's getting kills.
Take him to a dinner. No.
He's getting kills.
Nah. It's not about that.
Dude, also boring as fuck sometimes.
Yeah, though. Okay. So you haven't found the right girl.
I mean,
I noticed I've
stumped. No, but
you.
Yeah.
But maybe he's in a different place too. Like, that's another thing about me. Like, I don't, it's not always just not the non-ability to make that relationship. It's sometimes I'm just so busy with this and with that and with, like,
I'm very picky.
You know what I'm, and not picky, no, but it's like I'm going out, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And by the way, in this city, it's dimes on dimes, bro. Like, yeah. It's hard because you're like, and they, you know,
the majority of them suck.
Like, let's be honest, the majority of them suck. Like, as
well, this
people,
lifestyle
they're
just like,
I was saying,
if you're traveling
scary,
and shit, yeah. Like, dude, it's
like funny. They're like, do you think you're falling in love with them or like you have a good thing going? Then they're on a trip with daddy to Mykonos, they're popping Molly with some 6-year-old dude, yeah. And you're like, wow, I fucked up,
yo, but yeah. That's not the girls you go for.
But that's the majority of girls in the city.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Evan, I've seen some, like, quality girls, bro. And I need you to follow through. Like, as your boy, I'm saying.
He's chirping.
We got dope
he's
boy talk tripping. Going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, which one of those girls was quality exactly? Because one,
yeah,
of,
which
one
of
them
threatened.
Yeah,
explain to me the girl.
You want me to know right now? The one you met in acting class, bro.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Whoa.
What happened to acting class?
Quality
what?
Girl. You're chirping over here.
Yeah,
now.
What happened in acting class?
Seven years older than me.
7 years old is perfect, it's a beauty. Bro. You can learn so much from her. She's got wisdom. Yeah.
And hair.
And hair, bro.
And hair. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm only 21. I'm chilling.
I'm only 21.
You're 21?
Yeah. How old do you think I was?
Probably you're older.
Everyone thinks I'm older. Why is that? Why do people think I'm older? Because I've been in the game for so long.
I think it's because you're
I'm just fucking old.
Like, in your style.
I can't like, party like a god.
I picture, like, if we were in high school and it's like if you were 4 years younger than me, we vibed like we were the same age. That's why.
Yeah,
surprisingly,
when I was a freshman, I hung around the senior class a lot. Like, yeah. I would only hang out with the older kids. Yeah. I never hung out with people my age.
When you were a senior, did you ever bully kids?
Could you bully me? You bully me a lot.
Yeah, you bully Mike
a lot.
Dude, oh, Mike actually came to me and cried to me today about how much I was bullying.
I'm like, I can't take it anymore. You literally are the MAGA kid, and I'm the elder playing the drum. Like, straight up, bro. I wake up every day and I'm come down with my peace song, bong, nung, and this is Evan.
Remember at US face, UCLA or whatever? Yeah. You bullied that one kid.
Oh, you did? You fucking
ruined. You
I mean,
Evan made me do that too.
This is why I want to have Evan on, because You bullied, you guys together bullied that one kid.
Our boy Jake, yeah.
Oh, guys, come on. Guys. Come on, man. I have class. Come on, man. Come on.
You're holding
I
up
really
a lot.
I really do much.
Attaboy.
Yeah. For more support.
Yo, was she like helping you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? She helps him.
What?
She helps him.
Yeah.
You just push this kid down the stairs.
Wait, we gotta see what he says after. It's so funny.
Fuck. Sir, you know which way the gym is?
Like, I'm getting bullied. I need to fucking hit a gym right now.
Yo, why did that girl kick the fucking trash can?
Bro,
that
was not. Yo, we looked to her. She stopped. She just stopped at the top of the staircase. And me and Kyle both look at her. And Kyle's just like, you want to help us? And she goes, sure. And comes over and just like kicks in, helps us.
That is like the opposite of the culture we want to cultivate right now.
All right.
Nah, I mean, just not bullying sucks, bro.
Yeah, bullying shitty.
What if it's jokingly bullying? Like, it's not, it's like
you're filming a YouTube video and your name is the Nelk Boys? Yeah,
like when I jokingly bully with you, but then you come and cry to me.
But when you do
Oh, no, big difference. Big difference.
I have a
chirping and bullying?
Yeah, I have a loving relationship with you. It's almost like you're my brother and you make me feel so sad. So sad.
Damn.
Have you guys ever fought, like, fist fought any of you guys? Like, got drunk, just got mad at each other?
Oh, I've been telling him lately. Like, I told him. I told him yesterday. I said, I will throw you. I said, I will throw you through a fucking wall.
The one time.
That's what I said to him.
We both were drinking.
What'd you do?
Oh, we got physical.
Me and you?
At the W one night. Yeah.
Oh, is this the night I was especially mean?
Yeah. I was actually getting scared.
I don't know what happened,
like,
bro.
Like, we were both, like yeah. we wrestle a lot. We playfully wrestle.
That's how you get choked out.
He obviously knows his strength, and I know my strength. That strength, I was...
No, I don't know this. This one
like
night,
Hulk strength.
Y'all know when you drink, sometimes you just like,
yeah, whiskey.
I don't know what it was. I was extra brolic this night and feeling good, like blood's pumping through my veins. And I see my boy Evan. I happen to lock eyes with him the wrong way.
Yo, what's up?
And I'm
comes up.
And I'm just and I start pushing him a little.
I'm like, yo, what's up?
and Evan had to stop me. He's like, yo. Like, all jokes aside, you're really scaring me right now. And I'm like, good motherfucker. I don't know what happened, man.
You just kept going with it?
It's all in my book. It's all in my book.
Evan's writing a book.
It's called Living at the Maverick House. What really goes on here.
What's it called before Mike interrupted you?
Oh, yeah. It's called Living at the Maverick House.
Oh.
Yeah. What all goes down.
I will read it.
Not many people know what goes down.
We're learning, though.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
He makes voice notes.
You called him a party god before.
Remember, we were going ham at Warwick the other night.
So remember what happened? He was boozing.
Oh yeah, we were killing it.
You smashed a beer bottle.
Well, I didn't.
You know when you hit someone's top of their beer bottle so it like fizzes? Like we do that. Like you hit it
broke
and it fizzes.
Both
Evan does it and fucking smashes my beer and you fucking.
Do you know what happened?
You disciplined
that night. That night is another reason why I get angry when he bullies me. Okay, because you both know.
You don't pull it up.
I have it.
Should I pull this up?
You can.
Is it video?
No. Because like, no. Not.
Do y'all know the follow through?
Yeah, he happened.
That happened that night with Evan.
You know what happened with
that night specifically?
Throwing up.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
We're showing that?
I got it right here. Can you get in on this?
Is there audio?
Not really, but are you on it?
Actually, show this video.
Oh, it's on the phone.
Is
that the Uber? All right,
so here's the deal.
You said
Evan,
that to me.
You guys, I was sober, obviously. It was my birthday. I had the mic balloons and everything. Yeah. Frank ended up cutting the E off, so it just said Mick at one point.
Nice.
This kid's boozing. And he's boozing. He falls, you know, at one point you guys knock him over on the table. He kicks all the bottles. I mean, you guys are going.
It was our first night out. We were kind of like fired up.
We were going crazy.
Slamming hogs.
We get each other fired up when we see each other.
We did.
Yeah. I was sober. I see you and all of a sudden I'm drunk.
So I go.
That's the same thing with him though. He knows how what it's like going out with me.
I don't know what it is. He's so fun to drink with.
So I go up to him. He's slamming bottles of tequila. Like upside down bottle, right? I go up to him at the end of the night. It's 1:30. I go, Ev, I'm taking off. I'm leaving. I got to go. I was like, do you want to come? And you go,
Yo. Just fast forward all
we
this.
We get in the Uber and we're on the way home and I smell tequila. And I go, damn, this kid fucking snuck a bottle of tequila in the car.
Wait, the one we stole?
No, he didn't steal the bottle of tequila. You know what it was? Though. It was the tequila coming up out of his stomach all over the fucking seat of the Uber. So I go to the Uber driver guy. You got to pull off the next exit. So he pulls over. I clean the whole shit up with paper towels with my bare hands while he watches. Okay, because I'm a good friend to him that doesn't deserve to be bullied. Clean the whole shit up. Get it all over my pants and everything. I say to the Uber driver guy, I clean that whole mess up.
I'm not gonna
shut up. Do not
story.
Fucking it's, charge me tomorrow morning. Next you. Day, $150.
Yeah.
$150.
Wait, did he drop you off at this house?
Right here.
That's why he charged you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you want to know what Evan was saying to him? Don't worry, you could charge us. We got money. We got money. He said it 30 times.
Yes, he did. 30 times.
We don't care. We got money. We got money. I'm like, thanks, Evan. $150 charge in my fucking car the next day.
Remember that lame party we went to and we stole that bottle?
Yeah.
That was lame ass bottle.
Bro, it was like a mission, man.
I am so good, though, at being so sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one sees me.
Why do you think that is?
Dude, that's why Evan's so funny. He has, like, you give me those eyes. You're just like,
it's gonna bottle.
Oh, yeah. Like, you go talk to that guy while you distract this guy, and I'm gonna go into your legs and we're gonna fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
It was such
it worked,
an elaborate move. It was amazing.
Yo, I have more. I have more Canadian slang.
I saw waste you.
Rona season.
Yeah.
What is this? You guys say Ronas.
That's not like a thing, Canada. We just
like there's spring,
that,
there's summer, winter, and then there's Rona season.
Seasons.
Is it always?
You guys know about seasons, right?
What is Rona season? Yeah. What is Rona season?
When it's Rona season.
What is a Rona?
It's like when winter comes, like it's Rona season, but you never really know when it's gonna end.
Yeah.
You knew that. You knew. Were you just doing that for the?
Oh, this is.
You knew that.
Yeah, man. Of course I knew that. I'm clarifying for the fucking audience who doesn't know what it is, Mike. You're really pissing me off this podcast.
Have you reached out?
All you've been doing is talking and telling long stories that can be simplified into 10 seconds.
Sorry about that. I haven't learned the speediness factor.
Comment
yet.
Below if you think Mike has talked too much this podcast.
Have you?
And be honest. Be honest. We want to hear your feedback.
Have you approached Corona yet?
See how he's still talking?
Still doing it. Still doing
for
it.
For a partnership?
No.
You should.
I don't know. They like, I mean, their marketing is like
old an old lady on the beach.
Like, they're not going to be like getting fucked up.
We wanted to do a video like Corona's advertising versus ours. Like a video like.
Y'all only drink beer?
I'm a beer guy
liquor?
Mostly.
I'm a liquor.
I'll take shots and shit. But
Jesse likes liquor. Yeah. I'm trying to get fit and stuff. I can't drink beer every day. You're good.
What does waste you? Waste you. Is that thing? Fuck? Is that
that's
a thing?
That's Canadian. I don't say it though.
That's like Toronto slang. Like it's not like all of Canada. We don't really talk like that. Like the fam and like, I don't know.
I heard this once. Waste
a lot of
you.
People do.
What is it?
I don't even
What's
know.
What's a waste you, like, Nino? I don't know.
Yeah, Nino would know.
Drake says it.
Yeah.
Someone younger than you?
Yeah. No, isn't it like someone that's like.
It's like someone younger. A ute is. A ute's like a
bitch boy or some shit.
Waste is like you're shitty. Like you're a shitty person.
It doesn't sound good. Like if someone called me a waste,
It's like not cool. It means like not cool. Like you're a waste. Yeah. Like you're not cool. Like you're, I don't know.
It means you're dope.
That kid with the MAGA hat, is he a waste you? What'd you say?
With the what?
With the Make America Great Again hat in that video.
I haven't seen the video. Yeah, I can't call him a waste you.
Can
he's
you
getting bullied
and
shit.
Can you just talk out of context and just make a fucking decision?
He's a fucking waste you.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a waste you.
Thank you.
Now I'm bullying.
Do you guys watch? Do you guys watch? You consume content?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like YouTube, documentaries, Netflix type shit.
Like who do we watch?
Yeah.
A lot of podcasts right now, honestly.
Whoa, shut the fuck up, really?
I watch all your guys' shit.
No way.
I watch the 9 Club because I'm into skateboarding and shit.
Who's the best on the podcast? On Impulsive, would you say?
I like Mike's the nail gun on the show.
Thanks, man. I've been getting that feedback.
I agree. He's like the nail gun. But what happens if you just fire
your
nail gun?
Yeah, you can't just have a nail gun.
Yeah,
You guys are killing it though.
Strategic, like,
yeah.
But yo, what do you like about podcasts? Because this happened with vlogging. Before I got into vlogging, I wasn't really sure like who watches vlogs. I didn't understand what was the sensationalism about watching someone's life. And then I started and it blew up. I'm like, wow, there really is an audience for this. So what do you like about podcasts? Because I'm a bit confused how people have an hour to just sit and listen to.
I actually thought of this. It's like legit. Everyone used to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And you listen to people talk. You don't just listen to music. And then we went through this whole like 10-year span where we just listen to music when we drive. Now it's like that's all I do when I drive and I listen to like podcasts and it's like
crazy.
You miss listening to someone talk than like getting
it
to know something,
time,
learning
too.
Things like Joe Rogan shit. You
on
just,
the
like,
road,
you know
we
mean?
Like because we drove here, so we watched a couple episodes and shit. So it was like dope. Like we're like, oh shit, like
which
that was an hour.
Which one did you watch?
Riley Reid.
My publicist told me.
And then Nino saw Riley Reid at the party.
Oh, she was at that party.
I had her roll through.
Oh, shit.
And then he saw all the stories, like the Uber and the Home Depot. So Nino was trying to create his own story, I think.
That's my boy.
The cameraman gets a BJ.
That coulda/shoulda happened. I don't know exactly what.
My publicist said I can't have any more porn stars. She said, you want to get like the real stars on your show, like A-listers? I was like, yeah. She goes, no more porn stars.
Yeah.
Is that your most viewed one, though?
The Deji one was because I think it was like super relevant. It's up there though. It's hot. It's just juicy, bro. Like people, as much as people are like,
well, when the thumbnails are deep throating a mic, it's gonna do some numbers. You know,
we were supposed to be going to AVN Awards in Vegas.
Okay,
next weekend.
Yep,
got shut down.
Yeah, just
we
not,
were excited.
It's not. Yeah.
Wait, what's that? Is it like a porn?
Yeah, bro, it's the premier convention. I mean, every porn star that you
is there
have,
just tits.
But that's the exact. Everywhere. That's the exact problem. Is like. It's not a good look, man.
No, it's not.
What about Netflix? You watching? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that Fire Festival documentary?
I don't think so.
I watch
a shitload of documentaries. Fire Festival?
It's brand new. What, it came out like less than a week ago? Did you see it?
No.
This thing is incredible. Incredible. One of the best docs I've ever seen. You know about the Fire Festival, yeah? It's this festival that was extremely blown out of proportion. Consumers were sold a dream of this festival on an island where you could go and hang out with your favorite celebrities and watch some of the top music artists play and perform. And it was like a luxury. It was a luxury vacation. And
promoted by the biggest influencers, Kylie Jenner, Kendall,
Yeah, yeah. Gigi Hadid. Gigi. Bella, yeah.
Like a Coachella on an island?
Yeah.
Yes.
But okay. Brought to you by Kanye and good music and Blink One. Like, and it was sold as this like luxury package that you could buy into. High price point, like all the coolest, like.
And it just never happened or something?
Bro. No, it happened, but they used hurricane shelter tents instead of villas to house 33% of the people they sold tickets to. Their food.
Oh, so they oversold.
They simply put, they bit off more than they could chew. Way more. I mean, they took in all this millions of dollars of funding from investors, millions of dollars of ticket sales, and then promised these like villas and this high-end experience. And the one picture, you know, that broke the story.
It's this two slices of bread and a piece of cheese and like salad in like a plastic carton.
Oh, that was like,
and that was
the luxury
viral. Yeah. Viral. I mean, fuck. Crazy. And the dude that
was behind put it. On. Yeah, yeah. He's the dude that put it on. Bill McFarland, or I don't know what his name is. He's going to prison for 6 years, bro. Like a serious thing.
Big
what?
Deal.
See, what? Fraud out the wazoo. Did you see Ja Rule was involved?
He was the partner.
But how is he not facing legal
generally
implications?
Generally, they put it on the non-celebs. You know, they just say, hey, let's throw away the key with this loser.
Ja Rule.
Let Ja Rule get back to work making platinum albums. You know, back to the '90s.
That was a deep voice guy.
Like, yeah, raspy, yes. Like. Yeah.
I thought 50 Cent put that dude in a coffin a long time ago, but I guess he's still kicking around.
I want to do the audio only Q&A right now. But thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks, boys.
Y'all
appreciate
are fun
it.
As fuck, of course, bro. I hope you have an amazing time in LA. What else you got planned?
Possibly a Netflix show. We're working with
I don't know. Yeah, WME. It's one of like a pretty big manager in like the game. Oh, I'd say like a top 3 or top 5 artist.
That's tight.
And then like the people that did like a really big prank show too. So we're gonna pitch it to like Netflix, like all that. It's a pretty like all star lineup.
Sick.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
How much longer are you here?
I think
trying to stay.
Yeah. I think we're moving in with
working on visas
and shit. The beginning of February. So we're
moving
just
in to Clout House.
Like he's got like a little like guest house.
Hold on,
like
talk to
shit.
Us first afterwards because we'll vibe for that instead. Actually, we'd prefer to have you here.
Absolutely not. No,
oh,
so
sorry.
I'm gonna shut that down right now.
This would be a sen house.
The house is completely full. Legitimately, don't have any rooms left. What was Mike again? Just doing his thing.
I love you guys.
Yeah, vegan beer.
Stay in my room.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking party for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna see you guys.
All right, where can they find you? You're on Instagram at
Nelk Boys.
Nelk Boys. Very easy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nelk Boys. If you are not subscribed, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, etc. We love you. Thank you for listening. Audio only Q&A with the Nelk Boys right now. Take it easy. Peace.
Later.
Don't fucking move. How'd you meet your girlfriends? How do you meet your girlfriends in Canada, Jesse?
Jail.
No, you fucking lying.
actually, at the...
UDM,
fight.
No, or some shit? Or
no, it was at the... Well, yeah, I guess, kind of. I met her at the fight, the... What was the boxing match, the big one, like a year ago?
Logan Paul, KSI. Yeah, Logan Paul versus KSI.
It wasn't that big one. That was bigger.
McGregor, no?
McGregor, yeah. McGregor and...
You went?
Mayweather?
You
McGregor
went?
Versus Mayweather?
No, I was just at a bar. She had an open booth, invited me.
Oh, shit.
Check that
and
out.
And does she check the boxes for, like, girlfriend material? Obviously, but do you have a long list of requirements? When you in your, what you're looking for in a girl?
No, definitely not. Short. That's one. That's it. No, I'm kidding.
Why?
No. Not short.
You don't fuck with girls who are taller than you?
No.
That's weird. I feel like.
I mean.
Imagine a girl. That was
like I have dated
weird,
girls
Mike.
Taller than me. And
imagine a girl that was taller than me and Logan. Like that. That's why.
I've been like boob height with a girlfriend before.
And you've been
like,
boob height.
Like we're like yeah, you hug them and their boobs in your face.
What about Evan?
And that didn't last long.
Boobs, vagina, ass, you name it.
Have you ever been pussy height?
Yeah.
Damn.
Have you ever?
While standing up? No. I want to.
Just walk over. What up?
What about you, Kyle? How'd you
meet
your
girl?
No
specific like way. She kind of just like lives. Like I live like 5 minutes away from her. So like we live in the same area. Just kind of like going to the same parties. Like just like there was no like specific time. I just like met her. You know what I mean?
So is that maybe why it's been on and off? You guys have known each other for a little bit?
Maybe. And it's just like, I don't know.
Not sure if you want to step over that line.
I don't know. Just like kind of getting, living the party life for a bit. Like, I don't know. It's fucking life, bro. It's, you know,
you
just trying different things. Like we kind of broke up for a bit, but like, she's definitely like a loyal girl. Like,
yeah. Loyalty. When are you gonna drop the party phase of your life out? Like, you ever see that happening where you're just like, fuck, I'm an adult, full fledged.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, not like waiting, but just like,
do you have a timeline for this? Because those are sad days, man.
I mean, I don't think you gotta stop partying altogether, but like maybe going on like benders and shit. Like, we're ripping 3-day benders now. Like,
when your body tells you to.
Fuck, yeah, 100%. It's been telling me now, but like.
See, mine is just like, yo, go harder.
Yeah.
And we still live like a healthy lifestyle. Mike.
I don't know why. I mean, I do too. You know, like we shred the gym every day. But I love going out, bro. And I said it in a video recently. I don't think you have to put an age on anything, bro. Do whatever makes you happy for as long as it makes you happy. When somebody wants me to come sit and watch Netflix all night, I'll fucking do it. I don't want to do that shit right now. I want to be at the Clout House with the fucking Milk Boys.
There you go. Having a good time.
I wish Logan was there.
Yeah, it sounds like you really want to.
I think we're going to throw a big beer pong tourney there. Like with all the influencers, we did it last year.
Oh, shit. So. That's tight. Y'all go to beer pong?
Decent.
Yeah. We swipe up.
But if I talk to you guys, man, I get so many girls. I'm just a fucking controversial YouTuber. God bless it.
So what else is going on these days? You like LA?
Yeah, LA's dope.
LA's dope, bro. It's we go Celsius. I don't know what it would be in Fahrenheit, but it's like
cold.
30 back home right now.
Cold as fuck.
Cold as fuck.
Are you those people that send videos to your people back home? 100%. Like, fuck you.
Yes.
I'm tanning right now.
Yeah. Look at this palm tree.
It's fun, bro. It's fun to do that.
You guys play hockey? Like, are you the stereotypical?
Yeah, like you kind of, it's like weird if you like grow up and don't play like at least a few years of hockey.
Evan loves hockey. Maybe that's why you guys get along.
You want to play hockey later?
So who's strapping up the pads?
Yeah, who's going to
net? Pads out there, I saw.
He made me do that.
Yeah, I got the pads and everything.
You got the pads?
Yeah.
Let's do a little shootout for some money.
He'll do it.
We'll vlog it. It'll be dope.
He vlogged it with me once before.
Yeah, and he bitched the whole time.
Hold up, because it's fucking, I was uncomfortable, bro. My knees don't bend like that anymore. I'm old.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up.
Bum knees.
Yeah, I got a bum knees.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Is it true that everyone's nice in Canada? I heard people don't give a shit. They're just people are nice,
but I feel like everyone's bland. Like when you come here, you'll walk into a McDonald's and you'll get someone that's like so fucking nice sometimes, and then someone that's like so rude. There's so much like variety here. Canada's just like, hi, how are you? Like, what do you like? You know,
but that's why it's so perfect, I feel like. Because no one wants to cause a ruckus. There's not everyone's just like living their life.
Free healthcare.
Canada's free, you go to retirement. You know?
Yeah.
What's the retirement age in Canada?
65.
60, same as here.
I think
I'm getting close, man. I'm getting fucking close.
You're halfway there.
Halfway fucking
there. How long are you guys going to be doing pranks for? You know? Forever?
No, it's hard to gorilla shoot now. So like.
Why?
I mean, the bigger look, you just get, got out of jail like, and shit.
Before
we'd upload shit and no one would see it. Now we stop filming in Canada because it is such a small.
We like, literally can't. Film
everyone will see it. And then like they'll come after you. They'll try to sue you.
Yeah.
So I feel like, if we landed like a show and we could do like the biggest ideas, like, you can go be a fake ref at this basketball game right now. Do whatever the fuck you want. You're not going to get in trouble. That'd be so fun.
Because you guys do that a lot where you pretend to be like employees and shit.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
And half the time it's like you're trying to think of something funny to say, but at the same time you're like, fuck, like is security behind me? Like, oh, am I getting arrested? Like, you know what I mean? You're thinking about all the shit you don't want to be thinking about.
And now you're thinking about it more because of what's been happening.
Exactly. I'm sure. Like,
how you guys have the guts to do this shit, bro. Like, where your big balls come from?
It was just all or nothing before, bro. Like
you just don't give a fuck. Like you can still get nervous or what?
I think about how funny it's gonna be when I do it. Like, I'm like, if I do this, bro, it's gonna be so funny to watch it back. Like, it's funny. Like that blunt shit. That's funny.
We've always had that fire. Even when we first came to LA like 5 years ago,
just
we
were like making noise.
I'll do fucking anything.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it.
You excited about the Vitaly video?
It was pretty funny. We did eating people's food at buffets.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Everybody's watching. Bro, it's funny because I don't know that anybody requested people more than the Nelk Boys in the comments, bro. It's been wild. And every time I bring you guys up in LA, they're like, yo, where the fuck are those Nelk Boys, dude?
Like for pranks or just in general?
Chicks, no joke, bro. Like you guys are hot as fucking.
Yeah, girls love you guys.
Florida right now.
It's going to be fun here, bro. I'm excited to live here for a bit.
How long are you here for again?
Like, we don't even know.
Yeah.
But max 5 months.
We're trying to get visas.
Yeah, like, we'll be here for like.
On the Vegas.
All right, tight.
When? Yeah. When's
your B-day? 9th to the 12th.
Let's go.
Wait, what's the date?
9th to the 12th.
Oh, shit.
Dude, hundo.
That's going to be loco.
Is that a weekend, I'm guessing?
It's Saturday to a Tuesday. Oh,
That's gonna be crazy.
That's a bender.
And we're just coming off of our sober kick, like right at that time.
Oh shit.
So we're ready.
Fatal February.
Mike's gonna die.
Yeah.
It's gonna
and not of old age.
No.
I feel like you've been sending this whole time. Like, you don't even seem sober at the parties and shit, right?
Or no, maybe, I've been sober. Yeah, I haven't.
No, no, no.
Let me, but you can't tell.
Let me make
saying,
a statement right now. I haven't been drinking this month.
Yeah,
he actually hasn't. Guys.
I'm saying you can't tell. Like, you're still like, you know.
Oh, because I'm good. I'm always fucking good.
See, I can't do that.
Ah,
that's why I end up drinking.
Go out,
if I go
this
out,
this is me sober. Like, I'm better actually sober. When I start boozing, I get reclusive.
Yeah,
and I want to just sit and be quiet or go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
See, especially a club. Like, I go to Warwick, and like, if I'm like, okay, I'm not drinking tonight. Like, I
fucks,
dude. I sit there and I'm like. Like, oh, like everyone's annoying, you know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
You're not on their level.
Yeah.
So like I'm not about that.
I'm the same way, dog.
Yeah, Logan can make it like 5 minutes at the club.
It's bad. Like pay $100 to like park out front and
go behind the DJ booth.
Yep. 10 minutes in, I'm cashed, and for whatever reason, it's not like a man, let's give it like another 30. It's like, no, I'm leaving now. I have to leave this instant right now. Like, are you coming? I have a real problem with that.
We left and went to the Chino.
After. Did you?
The other night we left Nightingale.
You did?
Next night.
We have to have a Chino run.
Lost all.
Yeah, so Vegas.
Lost,
I'm down.
Yeah, we lost everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till Vegas. Cause here,
bets.
Here
I have a formula for you on roulette.
Oh my God.
Maybe we should talk about this after.
Here we go.
You think? After the podcast.
Yeah. What?
The boys don't like my formula.
I want to hear this.
We're gonna
keep our secrets off the podcast though. Nelk boys, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Thank you guys for coming on again.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, boys.
Like and subscribe. We will see you next week. Take it easy.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.